I might take you to the house. Put it down, she don't know not me.
You don't know nothing, nigga, that did like me. She got wicked just like Keanu Reeves. I held it down, just let them pee on no key. I just fucked two of my was just on tour. I rolled up two up, it boosted my IQ.
I pulled that who up, then I damn it threw up. Surprise, surprise. I'm a poster child, I probably win a poster surprise. Pull up in the ghost, yeah, I was in the poltergeist. My mama said they posted like a little baby in the eye. Speak your mind. She don't understand. Said she can't stand me, stand me.
Stab my girl like Stanley. Do me cheeks on the beach, she said. That was my first time in Miami. Shawty play the Trinity like bitch on the bed. Pull over that ass too fat, baby.
All this shit can fall apart. It can fall apart. No, we built this from the start. All this shit can fall apart. It can fall apart. Thought I led you on my heart. Mad in the matrix. In the matrix. We gotta meet outside the matrix. Mad in the matrix. In the matrix. We gotta meet outside the matrix. We don't start the matrix. Everything expensive, nothing basic. Model bitches turning out they naked. And they love the 42, I roll it with a face it. But no, I go ape shit. And I steady fighting Casey. I'm still smoking stain shit. I'm still on some gang shit. And I'm still free banding, I'm still busting out the bank, bitch.
He gon' say that one, he a hero. Bugging on this bitch on the D-low. I still want this below zero. I see through the niggas like a peephole.
All this shit can fall apart. It can fall apart. No, we built this from the start. All this shit can fall apart. It can fall apart. Thought I led you on my heart.
Mad in the matrix. In the matrix. In the matrix.
Good evening. Hello. This is Chef Jeff. You are listening to The Chef Jeff Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. All right. I'm going to play one more song, and then I'll talk with y'all, because I'm in the middle of setting up. But, just starting off a little chat music, so let's get Future on real quick.
808 Mafia.
Fuck around, park the vet, and then he ain't get back in it.
ATL, Jacob.
Redbone bitch, yeah. Like I tell, yeah. How do I dress, yeah. Like my flesh, yeah. Soon as I roll up, put my doors up. Go ahead, pull up. Put a few O's up. Let's go. 4x4, that tall shit. Let's go. I jumped in the spider with a tall bitch. Let's go. I told him we good out and bad dad. Let's go. I'm Frank Lucas and Mad Max. Let's go. I'm high from yesterday. Put them on bean, yeah. Put them on all the schemes, yeah. Put them on lean, yeah. They whip with them new machines, yeah. By any means. I just took an AK to a dinner date. I just put some VVs in a Richard face. And the presidential is a daily day. Hit them with that chopper first. AJ. I'm a well-known nuisance in my bitch band. Pop one perk, then you lean like a kickstand. Tell a 10 AP, that's a wristband. All these niggas shaky, might as well dance. I don't trust them, we gon' dust them, that's some Taliban. Big foreign truck is lift up like an avalanche. I teach you how to finesse for some big bands. I got so many white bitches, crew, clutch, clan. I come on the pharmacy, come with the y'all, but no harm in me, no, no. Put a little hit on your head, they come in and get you, they slashing your throat. Put a little bitch in the bed, we going digital, don't wipe her nose. MOH, money over hoes. I got the H in front of the little bowl. Got dog food, and it's for the low. I'm a thoroughbred standing at the store. Inexpensive threads, head to the floor. I know they talking shit, cause listen, hoes.
all the FN bullets go through doors. FN in, 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 FN in. Homicide for the Brody. You beat a body, get a rollie. We don't entertain no poly. I'm certified with my Doty. They will kill hell by Woody. Got a big scale for the Doty. I done met friends in Doshi. We done met up and chopped it up on some cool shit. Only time I slant out murders on a cruise ships. Got that caught up and it's longer than a pool stick. Straight face, no dates. I'm a heavyweight. I ain't even gotta tell my dogs to keep one in the chamber. Ready to take it off your shoulder, frustration and anger. Get it, don't approach it, fuck being famous. Long as I got my. Let's go. F'n in, F'n in. These bullets, they be going through doors. Drop low, get down on the floor. Young nigga, they gon' hear the wipe your nose. F'n in, F'n in, F'n in, F'n in, F'n in. FN in, FN, FN in, FN in, FN, FN in.
All right, I wanted to start off by sincerely apologizing for that whole telephone mess. In the middle of setting up, I completely forgot to turn on Do Not Disturb on my computer, so that unfortunately occurred, and that must have been really annoying. I'm sorry. But everything's under control now. We're fine. We're chilling. It is the first edition of the Chef Jeff Show here on WMFO. The first edition of the spring 2020 season. Got a whole new time. We got midnight on Friday, which is like, again, into Thursday night. But I can't. I'm very thankful for this time slot because the way my show is going to work, which I'll get into a little later. About halfway through the show, I started doing this last semester. I started, you know, like having general discussion points and stuff. But long story short, having this show time is going to allow for a lot of opportunities I didn't have otherwise with my 5 a.m. slot. And I had 5 a.m. Fridays last semester, and then I was in a group that had Mondays 5 a.m. Two semesters ago. Anyways, so yeah, you just heard FNN by Future, and you just heard The Matrix by Smoke Perp before that, right as I walked in. Hope you guys enjoyed the Spanish Boys. I really liked the last few songs that I caught. Huge fan of Samino's work. The general theme of the show is I'm playing songs from albums that didn't quite make my top 100 albums of the year list, which should be coming out very shortly. I will praise it very much. When that eventually gets released, it's in the works. So now I'm editing it. I'm maybe being a little too careful with it, especially because I think the last one only got like 150 views, nothing too crazy. But I do want to give you guys, whoever is listening and whoever has checked out the previous videos, I want you guys to see. I want to give the albums the praise that they deserve, and I don't really want to do that too sloppily. Hence why I'm really taking my time with that. So, without further ado, again, I will get more into talking about the new show, what the new format for the show is going to be. Hopefully my friend Amanda will be joining later. I'm alone as of now. I usually have someone with me. I usually like to tag along so they can give me song recommendations and we can have like a discussion. But for now, I will entertain you with some Gary Clark Jr.
Yeah. Driving slowly, we have followed.
right. So you just heard The Wheel That Drives You by Elena Setien. And before that was I Walk Alone by the wonderful guitar player Gary Clark Jr. So those two songs, and again, if you're just tuning in, the general theme of my show is albums from 2019 that didn't quite make my top albums of the year list, to be coming soon. Anyways, those two albums in particular, though they... this being Another Kind of Revolution by Elena Setien and This Land by Gary Clark Jr. Those two albums, it killed me to leave them off the list. There was lots of things going on, and both of the records, like from cover to cover, weren't super impressive to me, but they had so many memorable moments that it was like ripping off a Band-Aid that just like covered your entire body. There was just no easy way of doing it. But it had to be done, I guess. And I'm going to be revisiting these records a ton. The songs especially that I particularly enjoyed were very good. I will continue to listen to them in the future. But yeah, so those are more kind of like a rocky / I guess in Elena Setien's case, more of a folky kind of approach. Sorry for the strange transition from trap music. We're going to take an even stranger transition. This being... I'm really sad because my friend Amanda is supposed to be here soon. I will be playing 100 Gex. I'm going to be playing some of the... While they are very noisy and abrasive, I think they're very enjoyable records. So we're gonna kick it off with 100 Gex, and then after that, we're going to go into Liturgy. But yeah, here we go.
Hey, you little piss baby, you think you're so fucking cool, huh? You think you're so fucking tough? You talk a lot of big game for someone with such a small truck. Oh, look at those arms. Your arms look so fucking cute. They look like little cigarettes. I bet I could smoke you. I could roast you. And then you'd love it. You'd text me, I love you. And then I'd fucking ghost you. I'm trying to get it right. Tried it all before, but tried it once again. I'm proud of all the
So I did lie to you guys. I did not play Liturgy. Instead, what you got is a couple EDM cuts. I decided to skip it just because I'm realizing my playlist is a little long. You just heard Gilder Far by Kai Wiston off the album No World Is Good As Mine. Before that, you heard Pale Blue Dot by Big Wild. And then before that was Money Machine by 100 Gex. So a bunch of really solid EDM cuts from the past year. I really enjoyed them all. And yeah, the albums too, especially. They're all unique from one another, I guess. I know Kai Wiston, he's kind of like Igloo Ghost. He's one of the leaders, I guess, or you can say leaders, of the wonky EDM scene that's going on there. And then Big Wild, a little lesser known, but Apple Music was kind of promoting their album before it was released, and then I gave it a listen because the album cover is pretty cool. But yeah, I definitely don't regret the listen. That was awesome. And then 100 Gex definitely made an explosive entrance onto the scene. And they're going to be certainly more recognizable in the future, I hope. But yeah, so those were the recent songs I played. I'm not going to play you anything yet. I will be doing a little PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signs. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Amanda, welcome.
Hello.
So, unfortunately, did miss Smoke Perp, which
I'm
is sad.
I'm very sad that I missed Smoke Perp. I will say, I love Smoke Perp. He is good objectively.
I would say so. It's in my opinion, Smoke Perp is like the analogy to, I guess, Ski Mask Slump God, if you want to say that. Because
interesting, why?
The reason why I say that is because XXXTentacion and Lil Pump, they came up to their own upbringing and they kind of had those guys as partners, kind of gave them, I guess, a platform for their career. But in the end, they ended up like, I think they're more talented artists. I think that Ski Mask is more talented than XXXTentacion. And I think Smoke Perp is far more talented than Lil Pump. But,
I agree. Well, like, Smoke Perp also like writes a lot of music because he wrote I Love It, which you didn't know.
Oh, yeah. No, he did.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. That's a really fun factoid. But yeah, so I definitely think that's why I kind of draw that comparison. Not saying that XXXTentacion or Lil Pump are necessarily bad. Lil Pump has good energy. I dislike Lil Pump. I'll say that. And XXXTentacion, I'm kind of neutral about.
Wait, can we talk about both of those opinions? Can we like explore that?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, like, what are your thoughts on Lil Pump? Like,
Lil Pump's energy, I admire. I admire Lil Pump's energy through his like delivery. And I know that a lot of people, he got some praise from his little, like this self-titled album back in the day. I think that was 2017 or something. Mm-hmm. For being like very energetic. And there are a couple.
I'll say it slapped.
there are some really good songs. I like the Duros is the first Lil Pump song I heard. I am no huge fan of it. It's a fun beat.
The first Lil Pump song you heard?
I believe so.
Interesting. Not Gucci Gang.
Oh, Gucci Gang came after Duros.
Oh wait, yeah, you're right.
What was I gonna say? Oh, there's a cut with 2 Chainz. I forget what it's called. Like. It's like iced out.
Dude, okay, I will admit I made a song called My Favorite Songs of All Time when I was 15 years old.
And like a playlist?
That song, yes, that song is on it.
Yes.
Because, like, there's just something about that song that every time it comes on, it's just so good.
Yeah.
Iced out, Jay.
it's a fun song. It's a very fun song. But yeah, and then the other one, XXXTentacion being neutral. I think his creative decisions were very bold, especially like because he had Look At Me, and he gained a lot of fans and haters through that. And then he dropped 17, which is almost polar opposite, other than it being like loosely trap. But it's from a songwriting standpoint and from a concept standpoint, it's literally the exact opposite.
It's interesting though, like. I don't know, I think I agree they're the exact opposite, but I also feel like they, like, those types of songs attract the exact same type of person.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, yeah,
it weirdly made fans stick. That was the thing I was kind of surprised about. It did gain more fans, of course, but making the fans of songs like 17 Year Hood and look at me and songs like that was interesting to me. That was an interesting moment in XXXTentacion's career building process, I guess. I don't want to dwell too much on that because there are a couple other things I wanted to cover. First off, for those of you just tuning in, welcome. The general theme of the show is songs that I really enjoyed from 2019, and the albums did not quite make my top 100 albums of the year list, which will be coming out very soon. Still working on it. I'm doing it in video form once again. I'm really swamped in work. I don't know. I can't prioritize the editing currently. But within the next week or so, hopefully it'll be up. So show format, I mentioned this earlier. There are things now that I have the 12 a.m. slot as opposed to the 5 a.m. slot that give me new opportunities. So I still get the same. I get basically limitless, library choice, which is awesome. I'm glad I still have that because I really I feel like it's kind of difficult to get your hands on a couple, hip hop and metal and other rock, like miscellaneous songs, like in getting a clean version of them, that can be a little difficult. So I'm glad I still have that opportunity. New opportunities. I really want to start interviewing lesser known artists. There's a couple I've come into contact with over Twitter. And I have asking about some of their songs, where they can play them, how they want to be promoted, all that stuff. So that's exciting. And there are a couple I really want to get in contact with, Sean Matsukawa. And more on that later. I'm hoping to have a show where I showcase a lot of lesser known artists just in one playlist. But I definitely want to get the interviews in. And having the 12 a.m. slot allows for both East Coast and West Coast artists to be able to, I guess, fit. Because if I were to do a 5 a.m. slot, that's 2 a.m. for Los Angeles.
It's also 5 a.m. here.
And it's also 5 a.m. here. I was going to say, I feel like people would maybe want to go early in the morning, but I don't know about that. But no. The 12 a.m. is a little more accessible. The thing, I don't know how many European artists, especially UK or Irish artists, I'd be able to reach out to. I do know a couple of lesser known ones that would be fun to talk to. But worst case scenario, I'll probably just end up recording them and playing them over the air. Anyways, so that's a really exciting thing that I've been planning for this year. Hopefully it goes through. And what else? What else did I want to say? It is also, it starts Friday at midnight. I guess my show starts at Friday midnight. Do you know what else comes out Friday at midnight? New albums. So I'm very willing to show. You can hear my live excitement as I'm pulling up Apple Music right now to see what the latest albums are currently.
Apple Music? I thought you switched to Spotify.
I did switch to Spotify. I have both. The thing about Apple Music, one of the things that I like about
Apple Music.
It is. A lot of my playlists, I make my radio playlists on Apple Music, actually. But a lot of the streaming I do, listening. Otherwise, I made the hard switch to Spotify. Just because I want to keep track of listening statistics, etc. Anyways, a new Prince Royce album, it appears. That's a name I have not heard in a while. Other than we were playing a couple songs, I believe.
We're listening to back in Lewis. Prince Royce,
yeah. We played a little Prince Royce.
Some Romeo Santos also.
Oh, Romeo Santos, that too. Let's see. I've never heard of the Cadillac 3, but they seem to be promoting it quite a bit.
Where do you see new?
Oh my god! Well, so this is the thing that
I was just looking at.
Are you looking at Spotify?
Yeah, on Spotify they have new releases for you, but they're not that new. They have the Kesha album.
Yeah, exactly. So the thing about Apple Music, one of the things that I still like about Apple Music is, in terms of the browse page, they have a new music and they literally show the albums and singles that just came out that are notable.
Spotify has that too. No,
I haven't noticed specifically albums that just came out the past Friday. If someone knows or if you know, please let me know. But I haven't found that out specifically for all major, I guess, label or independent or major notable album releases. If there's one spot for that on Spotify, that'd be real helpful. But right now, I have where? This is like a new development for me. I'm sorry to do this over there, but I'm very curious.
Go to like the question mark, like the search. I mean, not the question mark, the search.
Yeah.
And then go to new releases.
New albums. What I have right now are the last. Okay, that's helpful. What I have right now are the last week. So I still got like Funeral by Lil Wayne. Justin Bieber and Demi Lovato singles.
They're not as new as like.
The thing about Apple Music is like, and it's gonna be helpful for this show especially, is that they come out literally like right as the show begins. So I'm gonna go through these real quickly because it's kind of approaching the time where I should start finishing my playlist. But new Green Day album finally came out.
Hell yeah!
Father of All. So that's exciting. I don't know. I've heard not
exciting,
great
question mark.
Yes, I've heard
exciting.
Not great things about the singles, but. I mean, it's 26 minutes. I will certainly listen to it. The Birds of Prey soundtrack.
Wait, what else? Is the whole soundtrack released?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, wait, can I see it from your phone?
I can show you after. I'm going to finish.
I know there's
wait, oh, this is an EP. This is the Hayley Williams new EP.
Oh, ooh, okay. Wait, this is such a good, like, this is new Green Day, new Hayley Williams.
I'm not done. There's a new Stone Temple Pilots record. Okay. Let's see, what else we got here? Oh Wonder. This is a deluxe version. I don't know if this is a new Galantis. New Galantis album. That's fun. let's see. A couple other ones. John Moreland. I think I'm familiar with the name. Is this real? I don't know if this is a release. Oh no, this is a new Avenged Sevenfold record. Okay, cool. I'm excited. Those are the ones I see currently. Yeah, I've heard of this artist before. HMLTD, West of Eden. Okay. Oh, and also new Brent Faiyaz. Cool. All right, so this is a pretty good Friday. I'm very behind on my 2020 albums currently. My favorite one is still I Disagree by Poppy.
Yes.
Out of the four I've listened to. But that album's awesome. I love that metal
it's
pop
fantastic.
Blend.
It's fantastic. Poppy literally invented metal. I'll say it.
And you did see the Poppy live in concert just past Tuesday.
Yes, I did see Poppy live in concert on Tuesday. She was fantastic. She was incredible. Her outfit was insane. Like, she just had this awesome, like, shiny black trench coat. And, like, these, like, red, they weren't quite fishnets. They were, like, larger. And, like, these big black, like, giant, like, stompy boots. Mm. She did this, like, funny Irish jig. It was a fantastic show.
I'm very jealous that I missed it. But hopefully Poppy continues the metal-oriented approach that she's been taking. Because I will certainly be at the next concert as long as I can make it. But
you can tell that, like, that's just, like, what she loves.
Yeah. She did mention that as like the music she specifically likes to listen to.
I mean, she just kept getting stuck in record deals that wouldn't let her make the music she wanted to.
Yeah. Okay. Very quick couple of things that I figure are notable because I also usually like to cover news if I have time. There's a new Joji single that I haven't yet to listen to. I've heard it's pretty good though. Another one that I found very interesting amongst the Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill beef that's been going on Twitter. It was pretty messy yesterday. All I know from looking at the tweets, it seemed pretty messy.
Can you elaborate? Like, what is happening? Because
they're just
went on kind of late on what was happening, and like I just saw Nicki Minaj's tweets, and I was like,
yeah. Long story short, they're just like f you, like back and forth at each other. It's kind of they're bringing up stuff from the past, but it's fine. I don't know. But new single from Meek Mill and Justin Timberlake. That is very exciting to me. I don't know why.
That's extremely exciting to me. As someone whose email remains A Butcher JT and whose Spotify username, shout out to my Spotify, A Butcher JT.
This is
the
exciting
JT
news for you.
Stands for Justin Timberlake. I love him.
That's lovely. I'm very excited. I will give that a listen, hopefully, maybe even right after the show ends. But we still got plenty of excellent music to play. And as a matter of fact, I think I can't even go through half this playlist because I overshot it. But we got Flume coming up. We got 99 Neighbors coming up. We have Tom York of Radiohead coming up. but let's kick it off with some ex-ambassadors.
I heard you got arrested in the street last night. Called me with a voice I didn't recognize. So you're numb in the pain, stuck in your ways. Since we were kids, it was like this. But I will be there. I will be there for you. We were born wild. Let your neon lights keep shining bright. Oh, hey, shine. Hey, shine. We were born wild. Let your neon lights keep shining bright. Oh, back in 06, selling weed to the freshman kids. You were the yin and my yang, we're never separate. And I know you've been hurt and think you deserve it. How did it end up like this? Everything will be fine if you just get through tonight.
I'm off a bottle, off a zip, off a motherfucking tab. I just took a day trip, they ain't no way I'm going back. I just drank my fourth, fifth, and I might crash this rented whip and go to hell with every choice and bad decision that I had. Hoping all my friends are strizzy and my family's doing proper. No, mama always wished that I'd grow up to be a doctor, but I ain't making the Harvard, and I'm glad I didn't. This is son of a bitch whipping a Ford focused on writtens. More importantly, women with bad intentions and fishy feelings keeping me out of pocket and digging in them. I ain't done my dishes in a minute. My roommate finna kill me, and I just let my girl cause she fucking with other niggas. Now I've been on a trip, maybe more than a bender. I'm still up in the studio trying to get through the winter, and I thank God that I'm still alive. I could've been finished by my antics or asleep with the fishes. Yeah.
I've been taking my time before I go down, baby. Take a look at my life from the outside. Lately, the more I see, the less I know. Within my dreams, without control, I'm running out, running out. The more I breathe, the more I choke. For what I feed inside my soul, I'm running out.
Operate the phone. Yes, yes, I'd like to request a song. Well, I didn't understand what you just said.
It's acid rushing through my system. Fuck your feelings, I feel everything.
Dropped the dose cause
it was busy fucking with my vision. Okay, I made history with hitting every beat. I try to kill and I'ma get it. Leave debate and see who really didn't wait. Slightly stupid, I'm slightly moving to lightning music. Correct them talking, no moving silence. I like to do it. I function different than all your idols. I wouldn't choose them. I just think that trying would be useless. I'm not the stable one, honestly, they can't copy me. I can't copy myself, I think I should've been in college. And I'm not really the cocky one, but I'm the only thing that's been stopping me rocking with the whole process that I've been jacking, okay.
Alright, thanks a lot.
So it's back to the music and it's back to the drugs. Lord, I hope I don't abuse it, got this talent, can I use it? And it's back to the booth. Always, always, always coming up with new shit. I'm feeling every way, sentences sit with heavyweight. How can I help them hear me? I hope I'm sending a message. Hazy like we some pledges, smoking it all the edges. The effort I put in has to help me elevate.
Hello, hello. Okay, hi. Cool. All right. So we just played three songs in a row. You just heard "Fly" by 99 Neighbors. That's a lesser known cut that I really enjoy. Before that, you heard "Ecstasis" by Flume, and right before that, you heard "Hey Child" by X Ambassadors. All right. So my set is coming to a close. We did get a couple song requests though. I wanted to give them a fair shot. I've actually never taken song requests before, and the reason why is because my show is typically at 5 in the morning, and I don't get a ton of listeners. But it was very awesome. I wanted to thank you guys so much personally for reaching out to me for, I guess, requesting the songs. So first up, this one was one of my favorite songs of the year. It is probably one of the funniest songs I've ever heard, and I have the unfortunate pleasure of playing. Shout out my friend Steven from home. This is "I Got Depression." I never thought I'd be saying these words. This is "I Got Depression" by Zach Fox and Kenny Beats. And then after that, we'll be playing a song from the Decemberists. And I will probably play one more song before giving my farewell. But in the meanwhile, please enjoy.
Hey, hey, hey. Bitch, you better praise God, or I'ma shoot, and that's on God. I ain't playing by my Lord and Savior, I'm on my job. If you ain't a Christian, I'ma stab you in the face. If it ain't about Jesus, I'ma hit you with this cane.
Jesus is the one.
Hell yeah, praise Jesus Christ, nigga. Free Palestine, free TK. It's the trap game, Abraham Lincoln, 416 Jesus bars ago. R.I.P. Betty White, she ain't dead before when she died, cause I know it's coming up.
Oh, kitty.
Hey, little bitch, how you not gonna fuck on a real nigga? Yeah, I'm getting paid, still late on my bills, nigga. Yo, bitch, at my crib, I just let her charge the iPhone. Ask me if these diamonds, nah, bitch, these some rhinestones. Armpit musty. Reebok dusty, my show got canceled cause white folks don't trust me. Now I'm in the strip club with glue on the bottom of my shoe, nigga, that's how I'm due. Hey, I'm stealing money from these bitches. I'm hitting licks year round like it's Christmas. I got addictions, I take the condom off and drug my nut, it's delicious. I wanna get a whip and crash it into white owned businesses. Hey, hey, nah, hold on, I got this hook. Hey, 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 hey. I'ma dip my balls into some $1,000 dressing. Cause I got depression. I'ma avoid my taxes, then I'ma get arrested. Cause I got depression. I'ma rob my mama and I'ma spend the money on an old Chevy. Cause I got depression. Everybody know, nigga, you need to learn your fucking lesson. Nigga, I got depression. Hey, shout out mental illness. Shout out mental illness. Dude, if you got a mental illness, like, fucking turn up, dude. Like, seriously, dude. Like, whatever the fuck you got going on, dude, fucking you're medicated, you're not medicated, dude. Like, seriously, fucking, bro, I put my dick in a bag of Doritos and made this nigga bitch suck the dust off the...
It's a perfect crime.
the perfect, the perfect, the perfect, the perfect, the perfect, the perfect crime. It was a perfect crime. Silent goodbye.